I got to clean up a little mess I made here, okay? Let's go back to item E, personnel items. I need a motion, please. Mike Licata, second. Dave Eglow, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Action items we did. We did number two. We're on number three, page four. Approval of revised mileage reimbursement rate. Motion, please. Mike Licata, second. Jim LaCaruba, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Four, acceptance of Serini and Associates for additional services. Motion, please. Sal Trippi, Mike Licata. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Number five, approval of Tusky, Schaefer and Company PC Audit Services. Motion, please. Mike Licata, second. Sal Trippi, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Rescission of Teachers Center Policy Member Board. Board members, motion, please. Christine, second. Rob, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Seven, approval of Sachem Teachers Center Policy Board members. Motion, please. Mike Licata, second. Doug Duncan, any questions? Jip, go ahead.
Yeah, we removed three and we're adding four. Is it that we created another position on this board, or we're just adding an additional person? You don't know? Okay, then I'm going to abstain then until we get an answer.
I got an answer. All right.
The two high schools were entitled to two people each, and since the director comes from North, the North has always had two. The East has only had one, but now we have two people in Richmond. But we had the one lady in Craig stepping down, the East lady stepping down, the two people were in Richmond.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All in favor? Opposed. Motion is carried. We're up to page six. Approval of budget transfers greater than 50,000. Motion, please. Doug, second. Rob, any questions? All in favor? Opposed. Motion is carried. Board of Education approval of 9-10 extracurricular clubs and activities. Motion, please. Rob, second. Mike Licata, any questions? All in favor? Opposed. Motion is carried. Approval of agreement between Sachem Central School District and Joseph Budiman. Okay, Budiman interim Sachem North High School principal. Motion, please. Mike Licata, second. Sal Trippi, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, at this time, we'll turn it over to Mr. Nolan for the two discussions and presentations. Mr. Nolan.
At this time, Joe Karp will share some information with you in regard to the fifth grade social studies scores and the ELA scoring days.
Good evening. Simply just the fifth grade social studies scores, I'm very, very proud to report that as high as we were last year at 95%, almost 96%, we exceeded 96% passing rate and throughout the 12 schools in the district. So Mr. Nolan thought it would be great just to say it out loud. We're very proud, still not satisfied because obviously we're striving for 100%, but the students are doing a phenomenal job.
Thank you.
The next item is really, it's sort of a complex item. I had sent a memo back in November just for your review, but I spoke to Chris Clayton, who said that we really needed to look at this because it would be a change in calendar if we decide to move forward for the scoring. So I just want to explain to you exactly what we're proposing, why we need to do what we need to do, and then I just need to get a leaning on where you want to go, because we would have to put it on a board agenda to change the calendar if we chose to do so. This year, this calendar year, the state changed the administration of the ELA and the math assessments. In the past, for the past 8 years or so, the ELA assessments were administered in January for grades 3 through 8. And the math assessments were administered grades 3 through 8 in March. This year, for the first time, they moved the ELA administration dates to the end of April and the math administration dates to the beginning of May. Although we're happy about the movement of the administration because it gives more time for us to work with the students and develop their skills and better assess them at the end of the year, what it does now for us is cause a problem with the scoring. The state gives BOCES dates that they need to get our assessments back to BOCES, and then BOCES needs to turn around and get them to the state for processing. That's our district and every other district in the state. The dates, in order to for the state to get us back our scores in a timely manner, they have closed that date gap made it very small. So when you look at the administration dates and the dates for scoring, they give us about a week and a half from the last day of administration to be able for us to score the assessments and then turn around to BOCES so they can send them up to the state. What that means on a calendar would be that we would have to score the ELA assessments during the administration of the math assessment. Now at the middle school level for grades 6 through 8, it doesn't really cause that much of a problem because our English teachers score the ELA assessments and our math teachers administer the math assessments. So there's no issue there. At the elementary level, it causes a problem because the same teachers who will be administering the math assessment would also be asked to score the ELA assessment. So we're making a choice. We're saying, who's going to administer the math assessment if we're pulling all these teachers out to score the ELA assessment? We don't want to have to make a choice. If you talk to the teachers, and we met with the principals, they want their teachers to administer those assessments. They're very important to these students during the math assessment period. And they want the same teachers to be able to score those assessments, the ELAs. With that said, Paul and I met with the principals and some teacher representatives to talk about options that we can have. We talked to our colleagues around Suffolk County to find out what other districts are doing. And it appears really we have very limited options. I put down in the memo, it's in your packet, some two options that we thought would be feasible. One that's really supported by the principals and the teachers union more so than the other. Option one is to have the teachers come in on a Saturday. Again, talking about the time frame that this would happen, it would be the Saturday of Mother's Day weekend. Not optimal. Obviously, the teachers would come in on a volunteer basis, and I'm thinking if anybody has to travel to see their moms, it's not going to happen. If we had to, I know teachers that some that would commit to it, but it's not optimal. Option two, which would be the change in calendar, would be to create two student half days on two of the 3 days of the math assessment administration. That means the students would come in the morning, similar to what we would do for Regents. They would come in the morning, take the math assessment, and then they would go home for a half day. We would give the teachers their prep and lunch, and then ask them to come back to score. In figuring out the timing of this, we would bring the teachers back around 1 o'clock, ask them to score for about 5 hours till about 6 o'clock, and we would compensate them after the school day ends from about 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. We would ask them to do this over a 2-day period, and on the flip side of the memo sort of outlines what the thinking is. In the past, it would take us 1 day during the school day, which is approximately 5 hours, same time frame, to score the third grade and the fifth grade assessment. We had about 4 teachers per building that would help us out, which is about 48 teachers, and we'd be able to get it done in 1 day. If on May 5th we had a half day, we would have those teachers, the third and fifth grade teachers, come in and score that assessment for 5 hours, and we would be finished on that 1 day. On May 6th, we would have just the fourth grade teachers come, plus additional teachers to support. The fourth grade assessment requires 2 days of scoring. It's a longer assessment, so we would need double the amount of teachers to get it done in 1 day. When I figured out the cost related to that, we would have to pay teachers from 3 to 6 p.m., and it would cost the district about $15,000 to pay the teachers for 2 days to come in, for all the teachers to come in. If we were to provide subs, now every other year and every other assessment, we have to bring in subs to cover these teachers so we can score during the day. That costs us about $19,000. So it's actually more cost effective for us to do it this way. The big problem is that we've already have a board approved calendar that doesn't include these 2 half days. So that would be the big change. The math assessment, because it doesn't interfere with anything, any other administration, we could still run the math assessment scoring the same way we've done in the past, where we bring take teachers out to score it and then bring in subs during the school day for those days that they're out of the building scoring. That's it.
Rob? Jill, we looked in any other Saturdays to see if there are any other Saturdays besides Mother's Day weekend where we could bring in staff.
The problem is, and we looked at the calendar with the principals, is that we have to get the assessments back to BOCES before the following weekend. So the only weekend between, the other piece of it is we have to wait till after makeup days, because we don't get the scoring materials after the makeup days, and BOCES training day. So we had literally 1 week.
So it would cost us $19,000 normally to bring in substitute teachers,
right?
Correct? We're proposing $28,000, which is a $9,000 difference. If we decide to go with the Saturday.
Saturday, right.
I wouldn't want to put parents in a situation where they have to now find daycare and have to rearrange their schedules for 2 days in a row for purposes of scoring the exam. I mean, I would be in favor of spending the extra $9,000 to be a burden for 2 half-days. Because for some people, it's very difficult. They have to be at work.
Right.
So.
First out, then Jim.
Joe, you mentioned you reached out to some other districts. Could you share with us what the neighboring districts are doing?
When we talked to other districts, honestly, it was probably September, October at that point, and they were still fleshing out their ideas. Some of them were saying half days. They were going to propose half days. Some were saying Saturdays. Some were floating the idea about farming it out, although I don't think anybody's committed to that. We were looking into that. It's very, very expensive to send the assessments out to a private scoring firm, which some Nassau County districts have done. They charge per student, and the fourth grade is more expensive than the third and the fifth. And so some of them were talking about it, but I don't think that was actually ended up being an option.
Yeah, and really the only firm that was available to do that had basically saturated with some of the districts they're working with in Nassau, so they couldn't even take on any additional districts, and certainly not our size.
Jim,
maybe I missed this. What are the dates for the ELA that the kids actually have to take the test?
I don't have the calendar in front of me. It's the last week in April,
okay.
But they gave us, in the past, they would give us 5 days, and the district was allowed to choose the days that we would administer. This year, they gave us 3 days, and we had to administer the six grades in the 3 days, and we had to figure it out. If we have a calendar, I want to say it's the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I think it's like the 25th
to
the 30th.
That's the state calling.
Yeah, it is.
Telling
actually.
Us the days. I believe it's the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the last week in April.
Okay, and when are those scores due back?
I have everything in my office, every single date.
Well, I mean,
they're due back.
One of your options was to bring the teachers in on a Saturday on the 8th of May.
Right, it would be due back the following week. I think Stephanie McIntosh has to get them back by Tuesday or Wednesday to get them to BOCES. But I could get all those dates for you. I have them all.
By the 10th, are you saying?
Probably.
So if we spent the $19,000 on the Monday and part of Tuesday to get them scored and do it during the day, as opposed to, I agree with Rob on burdening parents with 2 half-days and having them figure out how they're going to have their kids taken care of, as opposed to doing it on a Saturday for $28,000, do it the same way we're doing a math score, bring in the subs for $19,000.
The only other issue that I would foresee, and I don't have all
unless
the dates in front of me.
It doesn't work with the dates.
There's still math makeups during that following week, that Monday, Tuesday. You know, would that cause a big issue? Probably not, but it's still students that missed the test the week before that would still have an option to take it. But I'd have to look at all the dates that Stephanie would have to get them to do at BOCES.
Christine?
I was just curious, when we do have early dismissal like that, we don't have after-school care, am I correct?
Right.
So that would... Not only would they be losing a half day of
right,
school.
Right, we wouldn't have child care.
But nobody would have child care either.
Right.
Sal?
Jill, I'm sorry, I'm not following what they... If the proposal is to bring in subs for the second half of the afternoon, or the afternoon, I mean, to score the tests in the afternoon and send the students home so the teachers could dedicate.
Right. No subs.
No subs. But if we brought in subs on those exact days...
Right.
For the half-day subs, basically. Would that be an option that...
We can do that. And just have the subs come in after the math assessment is administered.
After the math assessment, so the teachers could still grade it at the same exact time that they were planning it, but the students don't go home. Students have a sub.
We can probably do that. I mean, do you envision any issue?
If that's an option, can we get a cost on that option too,
yep.
please?
Yep. Right, because we would have to pay the subs for a half-day and then pay the teachers after 3 o'clock. So there would be, you know, but yeah, okay. I can do that.
Doug?
The subs would get half day pay and not full day?
You know, it's probably going to work out being full day by the time, so it's just asking how much.
Right.
96 in each day.
I think it's, I'm going to overestimate, so to if anything will come under this, but if it's 96 teachers and you figure $100 a day, so it's $9,600 to do that per day.
That's just for the subs?
Just for the subs.
Subs, right. Not including.
Plus the teachers to stay after till 6.
Right.
Correct.
Which would be 15. Right.
Mm-hmm. How many days would this be? 2 days?
Two.
It's 2 days.
It's actually a little better than that because there is BOCES aid available
for the subs.
For the subs.
Right.
If you score in what BOCES calls a cluster 33. Scoring model,
33.
Where three districts come together
33.
And work together, BOCES has been very good with us because they don't want us coming over to their regional scoring centers with our truckloads of papers. So we kind of have it almost like a handshake agreement with BOCES that they find two other districts for us. They usually find us a private school with about 8 papers at each grade level, and that counts as cluster scoring, which means that we're then eligible for aid back on the cost of the subs.
Can we get those options back to us? When does that decision have to be made on this?
If we're making a change in the schedule, you know, as soon as possible, but if we're not.
In the calendar, that would be the most imminent.
So the next board meeting? Is that not soon enough?
I could actually share with you right now the cost would be less than $33,000. That's total. A little bit less than that, but I'm giving you a round estimate for.
Plus state aid.
And you get the state aid on the subs. That's full day subs for 2 days plus the $15,000 for after school costs.
The only thing about just 1 second, the only thing about giving a decision 45. Now, they have not, and in my opinion, have looked at it totally yet. Before we make a decision, I'd like you to look at it in all different directions. If that's the right way to go, then we certainly can, even if we have to make a decision right away, give us a call, we'll call a special meeting and get it done. I just hate to do it now, and then all of a sudden they come back and that's not going
to
work.
Well,
Doug?
Tony, we'd only have to call a special meeting if we were going back to changing the calendar, correct?
Right.
We wouldn't need
right.
a special meeting
right.
to go with what we're proposing.
Or unless there's extra funds involved in it also. Yeah. Doug?
What is the BOCES aid on the subs?
Bruce is just saying it's about 45%.
Okay.
Okay, a question I have now. This all has to do with the state changing the dates?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is another thing that the state's throwing at us that we possibly going to have to pay more money for. Yeah, that's another one of those unfunded mandates that comes down that we have to make up for. Dave?
So just one more time. Is having subs come in for the full day to do, whether it be subbing and then having teachers, is that not an option at all, which would be like the $19,000 cost? Or is that just not the principal's preference?
The timing doesn't allow us for it because we can't start the scoring until the ELA makeup dates are over, which they end the same day that we begin the math assessment administration. So technically we can't score prior to the math assessment, and because we have to get the papers back to BOCES almost immediately after that, they give us a very small window to get it done. So that's the problem. Which one? Right.
Okay, we have any other questions? All right, Jim, can you get it together,
yep.
Get it back to us as soon as you can, and we'll decide at that point what it has to be, rather than, okay, we all agree to that? Okay, thank you, Joe, very much. Okay, I think, where's my agenda? I had an agenda, here it is. Yes, okay, we have any visitors? That was nice, Carol. future agenda items. Rob.
Last year we had discussed the 8th grade or the middle school English program about revamping it and redoing it. And I'd like to see if we can get some type of discussion as to the direction we're going in with our 8th grade, you know, our middle school English program. You know, implementation of new curriculum or whatever the case may be.
Okay, we agree to that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jim?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, was that 8th grade, or was that all just secondary?
I believe it was middle school.
Yes,
middle school.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Any other? Okay, before I continue, Bruce, do you have any update at all? I know it's in the paper today they said the state may turn over the money at the end of the month that they have us do us.
Right. We actually got, yesterday, $19 million.
Yeah.
So the December payment, which we they said were going to be delayed, we got it in January, which they promised January 4th.
Okay.
Now, the second delay is another $4 million, which in today's paper I also read, we should get it sometime in January. Okay. So right now, our delay is the $4 million.
Okay. And as far as future, and I maybe give some time, a few board meetings ago, we had made a decision to ask the district to cut back on some of the lines. Can we get an update on how that's going and where we are?
Sure.
Okay, so that where
we'll incorporate that in our fund balance monthly projection.
Okay.
And we'll delineate how much we saved by cutting back.
Okay, yeah, I just want to know where that number is. Okay.
And also, Tony, where that came from. I'd be curious to find out where we cut it from and or anything really suffering that perhaps we should rethink.
Good idea, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Next meeting is the 20th, 7:30 here. Is that all? I need a motion to go into exec for personnel matters. Dave, second. Doug, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Just to let you know, we may come out for a vote. We're not sure yet. We have one discussion, but it'll be in probably around 15 or 20 minutes. You're welcome to stay, but it'll be a personnel item type of thing. We may come out. We're not sure yet. So just to let you know. Thank you.